Right, Dave, Blaine has got in touch by email, chris@thenakedscientist.com. He's in the US, and he says, why is it that a fly caught in an elevator, and he helpfully translates that lift for us here in England, doesn't hit the floor when the lift goes up, or conversely hit the ceiling if the lift goes down? What do you think?
You've got to think about the forces on a fly. It's got two big forces on it. There are gravity pulling it down, and then there's aerodynamic forces pulling it up. If you effectively let the lift start dropping, then effectively gravity is reduced because the lift is accelerating downwards, so there's less force upwards on the floor on everybody. And essentially the lift is moving down around the fly. Now, to start with, the fly has got quite a lot of inertia and it's just going to sit there, essentially stay still, and the lift is going to move around it. But a fly has got all sorts of complicated algorithms going on in its head to try and keep it where it wants to be. And I would have thought what goes on is essentially that the fly notices that it's higher than it wants to be, so it stops flapping its wings as hard, so it will tend to drop down within the lift. And so it stays where it wants to be, essentially just because it flies to where it wants to be.
So if the fly weren't compensating, which is your answer, it probably would go visibly upwards or downwards according to which direction the lift was moving in.
Yeah, and probably if the lift suddenly jolted downwards, then the fly would stay still and the lift would move around it, and it would, so it would move upwards.
Thank you, Dave.